I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. In the last year, nearly 100,000 Tennesseans have lost access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The Tennessee Lookout reports that's one out of every seven people who used those benefits to help afford groceries. The Trump administration rewrote many of the program's rules starting last July. Many people lost exemptions from work requirements, including veterans, children aging out of foster care, people experiencing homelessness, and individuals over the age of 55. Nashville's iconic Hatch show print is 147 years into its run as a beloved letterpress poster-making institution. At the helm is Selene Aubrey, Hatch's first female director. She's the latest profile subject on This Is Nashville. In her hour-long interview, she shares how the shop exemplifies a type of historic preservation in which the artifacts are still put to use every day. When we're working in the print shop, we're standing in the largest physical archive that we have, which is all of the tools to make these posters, the wood type, the hand-carved printing blocks, all of the accessories it takes to assemble those into making a poster, the printing presses, all of those are artifacts as well, and we're surrounded by them every day, which is part of the inspiration of working here.
You can hear more in the This Is Nashville podcast feed.
Wilson County needs a new wastewater treatment plant. Officials seem to agree on that point, but they can't quite settle on where the plant should go. WKRN reports the county commission did vote last night to formally oppose placing a new wastewater plant outside of Lebanon, which is where the current one is located. Some in the city have pushed for the next facility to be farther away from their neighborhoods. Meanwhile, Lebanon officials are evaluating possible sites within the city limits. One site under consideration is large enough for future expansion, but the effective price tag is high since it would cost roughly $8 million just to pipe water to that location. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.